We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top local story on News Radio, as you heard in the CBS Network News, Mayor Lightfoot and Police Superintendent Brown say they are angry about the widespread looting that erupted in the city's downtown and near north areas overnight. WBBM political editor Craig Delamore with more.
Mayor Lightfoot says the city woke up to a shock, what she called brazen and extensive criminal behavior. Stores looted, police officers and others fired on or injured.
What happened in our city last night and this morning, of course, is deeply painful for every Chicagoan. As the superintendent said, this was an assault on our city.
Police Superintendent David Brown says the tension started after police in the Englewood community Sunday afternoon shot a suspect who allegedly fired first at them. A crowd gathered but was eventually dispersed.
DPD became aware of several social media posts encouraging looting downtown. Officers were dispatched to our downtown area once we got word of the social media posts. 400 officers were dispatched.
But the mayor and superintendent stressed this was not a protest. It was looting. Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
WBBM's Bernie Tafoya roamed downtown as looters continued stealing from stores early this morning.
People in cars were honking outside Macy's in an apparent warning to looters that police were on their way and that it was time to get out of the store with whatever they had. There was a similar scene at the shops at Block 37, where a long window next to a door had been smashed, and people were seen walking out with arms full of clothing with price tags dangling. Tom's family owns a Wabash Avenue building that houses jewelry stores, one of which got hit.
I was sitting inside the building watching on the cameras, and they were walking in and out of the store as if they weren't worried about someone knowing that they were doing it.
Tom says city officials have to put an end to the brazen criminal behavior.
This is a big problem in Chicago, and it can only be resolved if everyone is at the table. There are communities in Chicago that feel like they're being unheard, and I think that's a driving factor of this.
In the loop, Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
The looting was not limited to the immediate downtown area. Now the cleanup is beginning.
I'm standing at the intersection of Chestnut and State in the Gold Coast neighborhood, which was one of the areas that was hit by looters overnight. And along with the outdoor breakfast crowd, you do see people walking up and down the street holding brooms and dustpans. These are volunteers, neighbors, who are going to various stores that either looted or vandalized overnight. Had their windows broken out to sweep up all the glass in advance of the board-up crews, which are going up and down the street and placing plywood over those broken windows. One neighbor who came out said they wanted to help their local gelato place, a place they like to go, and they want to help out small businesses as they recover from the looting and vandalism overnight. On the Gold Coast, Rob Hart, News Radio 105.9 FM.
We've reached out to several aldermen in the downtown and near north areas. If they're able to join us, we will bring them to you. Alderman Raymond Lopez of the 15th Ward will join us at 10:20 this morning. Governor Pritzker urging state lawmakers to approve some new rules on mask enforcement.
Governor Pritzker says wearing a mask isn't hard and many businesses are enforcing it, but he says it's not fair when others don't. Under provisions of new rules filed by the Illinois Department of Public Health, businesses, schools, and child care facilities could face fines up to $2,500 if they don't comply with state mask mandates. The governor says it's an easy ask.
Live up to the capacity limits that we've put in place. They've been doing it under fire code for many years, and they can get fined if they don't live up to it there. And they get warned and then they get fined. They ought to live up to the capacity limits that we're setting here for public health purposes. And then masks.
The IDPH reports nearly 1,400 more cases of COVID-19 in the state, with 8 more deaths and a state positivity rate at 4.1%. Jennifer Kuiper, News Radio 105.9 FM.
4 people died after a vehicle crashed into a building early yesterday in suburban River Forest. Police say the vehicle hit a planter and light pole before slamming into the closed business in the 400 block of Harlem. The driver survived and is being treated as the crash remains under investigation.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.